Welcome to Slug's bi-weekly Slug Soundwaves podcast. Here, in our print mag and on slugmag.com, enjoy our curated content that highlights the best of Utah's alternative and underrepresented music, arts, events, and community subcultures. If Slug has benefited you or someone you love, consider contributing to sustain our existence. Head to slugmag.com/donate to join our community of donors.
KRCL was founded in 1979 to bring a more diverse voice to Salt Lake City and surrounding areas. KRCL is community funded and supported, which allows diverse commercial free programming that varies from indie to hip hop, blues to bluegrass, metal, punk, indigenous, and bilingual programs. Every weekday at 6 p.m., KRCL's Radioactive brings you grassroots activism and civic engagement with punk rock farming and live local music on Fridays. Tune in to KRCL at 90.9 FM. Stream at krcl.org or download the app on the App Store.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves.
No, this isn't a good time, but I'll call you up on the ride home.
My name's Rachel Jenkins. I am a local Salt Lake singer-songwriter, and this project is an EP, an acoustic EP of my four singles that I have out, and I recorded them in New York with my pal Alan while we were doing my album. Which is not out yet. And yeah, it was kind of a way to send off these singles in the way that they were written, which is just like stripped back and acoustic.
I promise it's nothing, I'm fine. Stepped outside in the snow, 'cause my head is on fire. I don't like who I am.
I would say my music is very lyrically driven. We try to kind of produce around the lyrics rather than like vice versa. Both are great, but kind of to highlight, I think, the different like themes in the songs. I talk a lot about religion, more so leaving religion, and shame is a big topic in my music. It's kind of folky, but I'd say a little less produced. Very, most of it's pretty stripped back. So
driving in circles and eating when I'm full.
I've always been a fan of like, I guess, more acoustic, like, soft sounds. Like, I was Phoebe Bridgers, like, number one fan for, like, ever and ever, which is pretty typical for, like, a white girl. But but still, beautiful, beautiful music. And, yeah, I think I'm just a lyrics girly. And so whenever it's, like, heavy on the intention behind the lyrics, I'm probably going to listen. And I think that stripped back or even just like minimal production is like a great way to experience like some good lyrics. Yeah. I would say on this project, most of them started with lyrics or at least like a concept. But it kind of goes in tandem, because you can't have one without the other. So, I'll usually start, like I said, like with a concept or like a phrase, and then, kind of just like doodle around on the guitar until I find something that kind of fits the phrasing that I want or like the vibe that I want. But yeah, I would say most of these songs came from like a notes app, like single lyric or something. The voice memo is like my number one tool, I would say. But I mean, it's really just like experiences that I've had in life. Like, I had a poetry teacher that was like the main like crux of like writing poetry, which I think that lyrics are very similar to like poetry, is making the familiar like unfamiliar. So I kind of take a concept and kind of muddy sounds kind of negative, but like muddy it up a little bit, kind of make people have to think about what they're listening to. Like for example, Untitled is about like leaving the Mormon church, but a lot of people, especially people that like aren't ex-Mormons, don't really know that, because it's not like right up in your face, which I like. So yeah, I mean, I get inspiration from a lot of things, but I would say mostly just I'm talking about like things that have actually happened to me. Yeah. I have always loved to sing and I've always loved to write, but I didn't quite have a voice back then. And so I didn't feel like I had a way to like tell those stories like comprehensively. And so I think before like 2017, I don't think I had like a complete song. It was just all like fragments of things that I wanted to say, but didn't quite know how to say because I really didn't have like my own voice, whether that was like through song or like just in like real life. I didn't feel like I had a strong sense of self. And I think that's what really propelled me into being able to write music that I actually liked. The title of the EP is called The End, because I'm kind of trying to transition into new music that I haven't released yet. So like I said, this EP is 4 stripped back songs that I've already released. And I only have 4 songs out, so that's, and they mean a lot to me. I got my start on TikTok in like 2020. That's how I got people to like listen to my music. And so I kind of wanted to transition out of that, not because I'm not like thankful for TikTok, but I'm like, I don't really care about that. So yeah, I have new music coming later this year. The End, I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory, like bye to these songs, but also like they'll always be around, and I just wanted to share them in a way that felt most organic to the song, I guess. I don't know what I'm doing, I don't know what I'm talking about, I'm not sure if I like it here. I have expectations in the fact that, like, I'm really proud of this music, and I love, or I'm very excited to, like, finally release unheard songs. The vision is that I have a lot more to say, and specifically, like, creatively with the production, I feel like these are a lot, they're not super different from, like, my old work, but different in the way that like I got to produce a lot more of this album than I did with my past singles, because I just didn't really know what I was doing. So like I played most of the instruments on this album, and it was a very like collaborative process, which was very different from before, and I'm very excited to share, yeah, just like the fruits of my labor. Untitled will always hold a special place in my heart just because that was the first song I ever released. I think a lot of people, specifically in Utah, can relate to the experience of like coming into yourself and realizing maybe you don't kind of subscribe to the values you did when you were younger. But I was most excited for I Don't Know on this EP because it's the most produced track, I would say. And I play it acoustic when I play it live. And so it was like genuinely kind of like a reimagining, whereas the other ones, it's, you can see like the bones are the same. This one feels like a different song to me. So that's the one I was most excited for, was I Don't Know. And then upcoming, I have a song called Body that I'm very excited for people to hear. Kind of a sister to Untitled, and that is just about like growing up and like growing into yourself and your voice. And yeah, I think I'm gonna go with the classic Untitled. For this acoustic track, I got to sing with Lou Roy, who is like one of my favorite musical artists. She came into the studio for like a couple hours, and she sang harmony on Untitled, and it was really, really special. And again, like this song just kind of propelled me into making more music, and it gave me the confidence to feel like I could make more music. And like, making music is not solely about like who listens to it and like who supports you, but I felt supported in a way that I hadn't before, and that gave me, or like helped me find the confidence I needed to like be able to make more. And I don't think that I would be making like an album and being able to release an album if I hadn't put a tiny little clip of this silly song on TikTok and had people like resonate with it. Because I think the biggest thing that like keeps me moving forward are the people around me and like my community. And while I haven't met the people on TikTok, a lot of them on TikTok, like I feel their support. And yeah, I think the Untitled it kind of encapsulates like who I am as a person and like why I make the music I make. You're about to hear Untitled from my EP, The End, in its entirety.
Unannounced,
my summer's pretty empty, so book me for shows. And you can find me on mostly Instagram and TikTok. My at is Rachi Chachi. That's RachiChachii, if you can remember all that. If you enjoyed this episode of Sound Waves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Nate McQuivy, coordinated by William Hughes, and promoted by the Slug Magazine editorial staff. Be sure to check out this month's issue of Slug. You can find a copy anyplace cool or at slugmag.com.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Sound Waves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.